This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
Most people don't realize that honeybees pollinate about one-third of our food supply around the world. Honeybees pollinate apple trees and berry bushes, vegetables, melons, almonds, and many other food sources. Honeybees were originally brought from Europe to the United States in 1620. Periodically, since then, there have been occasional die-offs of honeybees, mostly attributed to mites. But according to the scientists, beekeepers, and government agency bee specialists I've talked to recently, there have never been so many empty, deserted honeybee hives as there are now, and no one knows why. The past year in America, at least 22 states have reported honeybee disappearances. Government and science authorities are calling it colony collapse disorder. Beekeepers have reported losses ranging from 60% to 100% of their bee colonies. As winter changes to spring and beekeepers in the colder Northeast can open their hives again, it's expected there will be many more empty hives. Strangely, honeybees have also been disappearing in huge numbers in Spain and Poland. Adding to the European mystery is that Spain has very large commercial beekeeper operations, with at least 3 million colonies of honeybees, similar to the United States. But Poland's 400,000 hives are largely raised on individual farms where smaller bee colonies are separated from each other. If the answer were disease, you would not expect Poland's separated hives to be plagued by large numbers of honeybee disappearances as in Spain and the United States. The European countries with the largest honeybee populations are France and Italy. It might be significant that those two countries banned certain pesticides in recent years because beekeepers there became convinced that systemic pesticides were killing off honeybees. And so far, neither France nor Italy has yet reported the collapse of honeybee hives. One scientist who has been studying honeybees at Penn State University for the past 18 years is Mary Ann Fraser. I ask her how serious she thinks these honeybee disappearances are.
I would say this is certainly the worst die-off that I've seen in my experience working with honeybees. It may be the worst die-off that has ever occurred with honeybees since they've been introduced into the United States in the 1620s. It's characterized by the bees being there in the colonies, quite healthy and strong one day, and then within a week to 2 weeks, the beekeeper goes back, and the bees have disappeared from the colonies. Sometimes a queen and a small number of bees. Oftentimes there's brood, which is the young developing bees. Somehow the bees have just gone, and we assume died outside the hive. There's no evidence that the bees have congregated anywhere or tried to swarm. There's no evidence of that. The bees are just missing. Very unusual kind of situation.
We're talking then about the mysterious disappearance of bees in the millions, and that then must present a problem in doing some kind of autopsy to find out what is happening.
That's right. It is very difficult to find out what's happening. We do have some strong leads about what might be happening, and that has come from beekeepers who we have interviewed at great length and tried to come up with common threads, things that these beekeepers have in common that might explain some of what's happening.
One of those large American beekeepers is David Hackenberg, owner of Hackenberg Apiaries in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. Hackenberg has been raising honeybees for both commercial honey sales and for pollination in Florida and California crops over the past 45 years. He suspects that the culprit in this unprecedented honeybee disappearance is systemic pesticides, poisons designed to stay inside plants and kill off insects that damage crops. Systemic pesticides are not supposed to kill off honeybees, but David Hackenberg explains why he thinks that's the problem.
We moved bees up and down the East Coast. We moved the last of our bees south in October. And a month later, in early November, we went out to look at some bees. And the first location we found that had disappeared, we had 400 hives of bees in it. in less than 4 weeks, they just disappeared. Empty boxes, no dead bees on the ground, no dead bees anywhere.
So it is really a disappearance more than even a die-off because you don't have bodies.
That's absolutely right. The bees are gone. I mean, they've died someplace, but nobody knows where they are. Whether they flew off a mile or 2 miles or what to die, I mean, we just don't know how far out they're going.
In that first disappearance of all of those bees from your hives, how many bees did you lose?
Those beehives would have had somewhere around 20,000 to 30,000 bees per hive. And, you know, if you take that times roughly 400, you're talking about millions of bees disappearing.
What have you seen disappearing since the fall?
We had 2,900 hives of bees here in October, and we're down to less than 1,000 now. So we've lost 60-some percent of them.
Have you ever had this happen before?
No, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to us. I mean, I've seen a lot of things come down the pike. I've been through mites. I've been through fires. I've been through floods. I've had warehouses burned to the ground. I've had 10 feet of water in my warehouse. And I know what caused that. I know what caused the fire. And I know what caused the problem when we had mites. But the problem here is we don't know. I just shudder to see what things will look like by this time next year. In this case, the thing that's really amazing is that other bees will come in and rob out the honey that's left, and there's few predators. Here in the south, we have a hive beetle that moves in. We have